time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis on the local side. High school baseball from Bonterre on Thursday. North County and West County. Here's Connor Harbit.
The North County Raiders did what they needed to do at home on Thursday, defeating the West County Bulldogs in 7 innings, 7-2. Scoring got started in the bottom of the first. North County would find, as we later find out, all the runs they need in this one, plating 3 runs on 6 hits, all of which were singles. The next run came in the bottom of the third when North County increased their lead to 4-0 after a drop third strike turned into a run, the runner coming home from third on the play. Then in the fifth inning, West County would cut that lead to 4-2. They would pick up a couple runs, a big 2 RBI single from Alex Hogan, but that would be the rest of the Bulldogs' scoring effort. North County would then score 3 unanswered, including an RBI single from Kyle Strawn in the fifth, and then 2 runs coming home on errors in the bottom of the sixth. Again, North County wins this one 7-2. Winning pitcher in the contest, that was Kyle Strawn. In addition to his efforts at the plate, he also goes the full 7 innings in this one. Only struck out 1, but played behind a stellar North County defense. After the game, head coach Jake Donzi.
It was an amazing game from start to finish. I think they came here today with a plan. And they weren't going to leave here without getting a W today.
Meanwhile, the losing pitcher for West County, that was Julian Tebow. He goes 3 innings in the loss, gives up 7 hits, 4 runs, all of which were earned, 2 strikeouts, and 1 walk. So North County improves to 3-3 on the season. Meanwhile, West County, they take their first loss of the 2025 campaign. They fall to 4-1. For KFMO Sports, I'm Connor Harbit.
Connor, thanks. Other Thursday baseball games. St. Genevieve beat Perryville 3-2. Central shut out Arcadia Valley 6-0. Valley Catholic did the same over Jefferson 4-0. And Valley Caledonia beats Lesterville 15-0. Kingston over South Iron 8-7. 2 softball games from Thursday. Kingston and Bourbon played a doubleheader. Bourbon gets the sweep 16-1 and 20-10. And in boys golf, Potosi over St. Pius, team score of 185-200. Arcadia Valley beats Lesterville, 203-234. Coming up today on the local side, softball action from Potosi as the Lady Trojans and Central Lady Rebels both play Kennett. It's a doubleheader. We'll have pregame coverage starting at 2:30. First pitch for Kennett and Potosi at 3. Central and Kennett have first pitch at 4:30. Central Lady Rebel assistant coach Amber Beers says the seniors are doing a great job leading the underclassmen on the team that features 7 freshmen and 1 sophomore.
We have some great senior leaders, and in this, in practice, they are the first ones there to be like, hey, you know, turn your glove this way or this way. Or they will sprint out there and be like, this is what I mean. We're sitting up station. So helping the fact that they have great leaders that, you know, are out there and pushing them. Our girls are definitely a team unit. They're not out here trying to get their stats. They're out here trying to get wins.
2 other softball games today. Kingston hosts Grandview and Ellington's at Arcadia Valley. On the baseball side, 4 games, Central's at DeSoto, Farmington on the road in Scott City, Kingston hosts Steelville, and Potosi's at South Iron. Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals had opening day on Thursday. Here's the Cardinals Radio Network.
The Redbird Recap is sponsored by Helitech Waterproofing and Foundation Repair. Heal your home with Helitech.
We had a thoroughly enjoyable day at the ballpark as the Cardinals won the season opener over the Minnesota Twins 5-3 at Busch Stadium before a sellout crowd of 47,395. The Cardinals scored in the first inning. A 2-run homer from Lars Nootbaar in the second. Another run in the third for a 4-0 lead. Harrison Bader dinged Sonny Gray for a 2-run homer in the fifth. And the Twins pulled closer with a run in the sixth inning. But that was it. The Cardinal bullpen was stingy after that. Behind Chris Roycroft, Phil Maton, and Ryan Helsley to close out the game to pick up his first save. Gray got the win, and he got some help from Nolan Arenado in the eighth. The pitch. A swing and a long drive to left field. That's hit deep. Back to the wall. It's out of here. Nolan Arenado's first home run of 2025. Gray over Lopez. Helsley with the save. The Cardinals are off today. They're back at it tomorrow against the Twins. Eric Fetty will pitch, and we're on the air at 12:20. I'm John Rooney.
Third baseman Nolan Arenado on the Redbirds' 5-3 opening day win against the Twins and starting pitcher Pablo Lopez.
We play with energy. We're excited to come to the field every day, and that's something that we're trying to set the tone with, and it starts today. Pablo's a great pitcher. You know, we did a good job against him today, and you know, we found a way to win that ball game.
Guard skipper Oliver Marmol says his team did everything he could have asked for on opening day.
You can talk about all these different words of being electric and bringing energy and relentless, and then actually doing it. And they did exactly that. I mean, they're running all over the field, making plays, stealing bases, or at bats. Like, that is what a relentless at bat looks like, 1-9.
Starting pitcher Sonny Gray on a solid 5-inning outing to pick up the win after having a struggling spring.
I felt confident. I felt strong. I felt convicted. I felt better. You know, I felt it was nice to be in a big league setting, big league stadium, in front of a full crowd.
And with it being opening day, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations John Mozeliak met with the media. He says if the younger players on the roster have big seasons, it will justify the organization's decision to go with a younger roster.
When you think about the changes we made, it's really about creating opportunity for some of these young players, giving them that runway and see what they can do. If they take advantage of it and we see some things that, you know, create their success, then it's going to be a good story, especially moving forward for this organization.
The Cardinals are off today. A game at 2 of the 3-game series tomorrow at 1:15. We'll have coverage at 12:20 on B104.3. NHL, the St. Louis Blues were in Nashville last night. Here's Alex Ferrario.
Last night, the Blues looked to extend their win streak to 8 games, taking on the Nashville Predators for the third time in 9 days. Nashville would score the first 2 goals of the hockey game, 1 2 minutes and 48 seconds in, and then a power play goal midway through the first period. A 2-0 deficit for the Blues headed into the second, and it would be Dylan Holloway scoring his 25th of the year that got the Blues on the board at even strength. Now down by 1 entering the third period, Cam Fowler would score the equalizer 11 minutes and 37 seconds into that third period, and then it would be 22 seconds later, Dylan Holloway picked up his second of the game and what would be the game-winning goal.
Been a while since we've seen a shot on goal for either team.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the line. Blues near wing. Fowler shoots, score! Cam Fowler, 2-2, 8:03 to go. Third period, we're tied. Holloway behind the net, now to Thomas. Centers, oh, Kyrou was there. Holloway steals, he scores! The Blues lead. Dylan Holloway makes it 3-2, St. Louis. 7:41 to go. And the Blues have gone from down 2 to up 1.
Joel Hofer stopped 16 of 18 shots to earn his 15th win of the season, and the Blues now in the midst of an 8-game win streak. And they've extended their lead over the Calgary Flames after their loss last night to 6 points, 5 points up on the Canucks, and they're 10 points up on the Utah Hockey Club. Next up, Colorado on Saturday. Puck drop at 3:30, pregame at 3 o'clock on the St. Louis Blues Radio Network.
Alex, thanks. Blues defenseman Cam Fowler on his club finding a way to get it done the third period after difficulty finding their game early.
We didn't get the chance to really establish our forecheck as we wanted to, so it was frustrating for the first couple periods, but you know, we came in here, just tried to regroup in between and support one another, and I thought we came out with a really strong third period and was able to get a couple big goals there that helped us win. So it was a great response by our guys.
Goaltender Joel Hofer says wins like this one in come-from-behind fashion are big.
A little adversity for us at the start, and you know, we never gave up. We you know, kept chipping at it, and you know, we got one in the second, just gave us a chance in the third, and you know, it was a great third period for us. You know, they didn't have much, and I thought we deserved that one tonight.
The Blues play tomorrow at 3:30 against the Colorado Avalanche. We'll have pregame coverage starting at 3 on AM 1240 KFMO. NCAA men's basketball, the Sweet 16 begin on Thursday. Winners include Texas Tech, Duke, Florida, and Alabama, who set a record for threes at an NCAA tournament game. Coming up today, Kentucky plays Tennessee, Ole Miss gets Michigan State, Auburn plays Michigan, and Houston plays Purdue. Major League Soccer, St. Louis City SC plays Austin Sunday at 1:15. They'll be without Edward Leuven, who was suspended after receiving a red card in last week's game. And UFL, the St. Louis Battlehawks begin their season tonight in Houston against the Roughnecks. Battlehawks head coach Anthony Becht on the key to stopping the Houston offense in the season opener.
We got to stop the run, and that'll be a focal point against this football team. Now, what they do in the pass, you know, I got a defensive coordinator. I play DB. I like the way our guys play against the pass. But man, we got to find a way to stop the running game, and that'll be poignant. They're going to try to hand the football off a little bit, and we got to be ready for it. And then when those times come, they pass it. We got to be in the right spot.
Kickoff in that one at 7 o'clock, and the NASCAR Cup Series races at Martinsville on Sunday. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.